Good things happening for Bill Cowher. We touch on the Falcons. We touch on the Steelers. Those are the two camps that will be the first to open. They will actually open this week. Cowher getting the contract extension there in Pittsburgh. Maybe unpopular in some quarters because the team has fallen off, but I've always said none of that is Bill Cowher's fault.
Popular in my quarters, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was the right thing to do.
Well, this is an interesting move. I mean, I think that if you really dissect it, you would find it unique in that, hey, listen, he's been there 9 years, and there's a kind of an unwritten theory that, well, it has been written, that about 8, 9, 10 years is it in terms of your ability to be an effective coach, manager of football players. But guess what? The Steelers are basically, I mean, I'm getting ready. I'm trying to look at the rosters to see who was there when Bill Cowher first got that job. I think it's 100% turnover.
Mm-hmm.
So the message to the players is, hey, this is our guy, and you're the ones who are on the bubble at all times, which can be an effective way of doing it, but they haven't been in the playoffs in 3 years. You can talk to players on that team, veteran players who are no longer there, who say that he was losing his effectiveness leading them, but now, you know, they're gone. He's still there, and he's there for at least 5 more years, because there's no way the Steelers at this price, almost $3 million average per year, are going to ever fire Bill Cowher and say, we'll pay you off. That's just not their management style.